For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Cooper McKim. Fiber artist Susan Lunds lifts up a 7-foot-long sheet of translucent fabric made of bridal tulle, ribbons, and thread. Lunds made 3 of these pieces for Marked by the Water, an upcoming commemorative event for the anniversary of last year's historic flood.
I looked at this as an opportunity to challenge myself and get text to appear as if dripping, raining, words hanging in the air.
On each piece is a unique poem about the flood by a different local writer. Lunds then sewed them on by hand in gray thread. In the sunlight, the sheets sparkle as if rain is falling and the words are suspended. Lunds shifts and tightens the sides to help make the words visible.
I knew I wanted to make them large enough that people walking by the pieces couldn't help but to read them.
We thought floods happened in China or somewhere not so personal. The street was silent with grief.
That's writer Bill Higgins reading the poem he wrote off one of Lunds' pieces. The night of Marked by the Water has come. The venue is an expansive white and gray art space. Some visitors hold hors d'oeuvres, pondering an abstract blue and green painting made just for tonight. Others walk slowly past a clothesline of hanging fabrics. Higgins says he's happy residents are coming together as a community to remember what the flood was like.
And I think this is a realization of how far we've come and how far we need to go still.
Another visitor, Benea Israel, says the flood was an emotional event for him. Last October, he waded through the streets looking for anyone stranded to rescue. He's happy to see an artistic reflection of other people's experiences.
No, this is a great event, you know, to get the word out, to show people, you know, what actually took place. There's pictures here, there's exhibits here to paint visuals of what actually occurred.
Soon after, organizers herd everyone into a new room as dancers fluidly sweep the floor to the slow rhythm of a gong. The dancers move to the front as blue, white, and green water is projected onto the white wall behind them. A poet stands up to read.
The sun was nothing and then was gone. A scrim of rain rolled across the lawn.
After that, an original movie plays about the flood. Cindy Boyder gets up to adjust the microphone stand. This whole event, Marked by the Water, was her idea. 10 months ago, she imagined an event where artists from all mediums came together and gave their unique responses to the flood.
Every discipline is going to interpret something differently, and then the combination of, you know, visual and literary and sensory, you know, that roster of different sensations should help touch someone out there.
More than 50 artists put their interpretations on display tonight. Some noting personal experiences of loss, others remembering the community's complex relationship with water. From the front row of this dark room, Boyder smiles.
You know, you can record data. You know, you can say, you know, we had this many inches of water, we had this much money in damage. But there are sensations of experiencing this that there are almost not words for.
For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Cooper McKim.